Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of everything related to Amazon, FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. His name is Daniel, and he's the founder and CEO of Incense.pro, which is one of the top solutions out there when it comes to finding the UGC that your brand needs to get scale on Amazon and e-commerce in general. And we know social commerce, influencer marketing, UGC, something that's been more and more a topic in the last couple of months, because let's be honest, the days of only relying on traffic within Amazon and PPC are getting tougher and tougher. And you really now need to focus on building a real brand. And that's what at Incense they specialize on. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show, Daniel. Thank you so much for coming. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing great. And thanks so much for having me. I'm excited about jamming around everything that's related for creator marketing and Amazon.
Yes, let's have a very insightful conversation. I know you have a lot of background when it comes to that and experience, so I'm super excited. But before we dive into that, just give us a quick intro by yourself for those that might not know you, so people, can essentially understand who is our guest and how we can get some knowledge out of you. Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm Daniel. I'm CEO, co-founder of Incense. Have been founded Incense 8 years ago together with my brother and because of my brother, who led a couple of e-commerce shops, successfully exited both, and then founded his social media boutique agency when back in the days he realized that influencers is going to be impact the most in paid advertising, right? What that wasn't that clear because that was a two different worlds of influencer marketing and paid social. We started building a marketplace together, and right now we are serving primarily e-commerce brands, D2C, and Amazon sellers, where we connected with 50,000 vetted creators on our marketplace. Something that we have built. I'm based in New York City, though, like right now we're recording, I'm not in New York City, I'm in Serbia. So immigrant founder, passionate about e-commerce creators and how to connect them all together.
Love it, love it. So, Daniel, with that background, the first question that comes to my mind is like, why you think, using UGC and influencer marketing is such an important thing? Because the fact that you have invested so many years of your life in such an amazing product is because you definitely have a huge belief into, this bringing a lot of impact to e-commerce business. So let's start with the foundation of why do you think like brands should be focusing on having this level of exposure? Because some people is resistive to it, or some people don't really understand why they should be doing it. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everything started with my brother, like the story of owning Incense, right? When we just realized that people consume content created by people, we want to share, we want to hear stories. We want to be related to someone. So that's why there is a rise of influencers. And there is a data showcasing that, for instance, like TikTok viewers in the US tend to discover product first. That's kind of like the experience. Though at the same time, they go to Amazon and search for it and then make a purchase. There is a data behind that. And I think this is one of the most powerful way how to find a new audience. Because, Amazon, it's a fascinating platform, right? One of the best, in the space, the best in this space, to be honest, in this particular thing. But though people are not really going there for discovery purpose, some of them, they will go there. Though it's not kind of like the experience. You're going there with a certain idea of what you need, though you can continue exploring, which just makes sense. Though you need to find those people who are interesting in that space. And then, for instance, TikTok users who discover products on the platform were 2.5 times more likely to make a purchase on Amazon. There's a data by Helium 10, right? Yeah. It's a comparison with those users who didn't engage with the TikTok. So
exactly.
It's so powerful. And then at the same time, like TikTok users who discovered the products on the platform, right? Who are there? How they can know about that? Because of creators, because of the influencers, because of the content that they entertained with. So that's why we truly believe that it's so connected right now between the different platforms, even though like they just announced the integration between the platforms, right? So yeah. It was like years of people who were discovering the products there, though like going to the Amazon. So right now it's yes. Luckily it's way faster and way better. And you can speak about this announcement because you've been at the Accelerate just a week ago.
Yes, I agree. Just to make a quick parenthesis there, that announcement was actually super, super surprising to us because, you know, we never thought that Amazon would basically make alliances with what we think was their main competitor, right? And yes, they just announced that now effectively you can use inventory within Amazon to fulfill orders in TikTok. And now that essentially highlights more than ever the importance of using social commerce, because just as you're saying, like TikTok and influencer marketing allows you to sometimes nurture and tap into audiences that you wouldn't do otherwise if you only stay on Amazon, and especially with products that require sometimes educating the market, right? Because maybe it's a unique gadget, has a unique feature that nobody's even know exists. I think having that engaging content and creating that wow effect creates then that snowball effect on Amazon, which is, I guess, a lot of the reasons why people use the influencer within your platform, right?
Yeah, because there is a definite correlation between like halo effect, and there are like some case studies around that. So you see the spikes when you're doing the activation with TikTok, or randomly some TikTok influencer just out of the love featured your product. And you see the spikes that is happening on your Amazon websites out of nowhere. And then there were a few like case studies, and right now it's becoming like a trendy thing, right? You can see like, okay, that was the engagement here, and then the spike is following in the next couple of days or like 7 days window. So that's kind of like, it's already proven the point. So you can tap into the audience that you cannot find on Amazon or target them on mm-hmm. Amazon, because they're not spending enough time to to capture them. So that's why yes. It's fascinating to hear that they finally announced this partnership, even though like TikTok with TikTok Shop right now is stepping into the game like in direct competition with Amazon, right?
Yes, that's correct. Now, I think when people start exploring this option of using influencer marketing, some of the things I encounter that people have a big challenge with is really understanding how to quantify essentially the efforts they have to put into it and how to actually measure success. What I mean by that is, if you've never done influencer marketing before, UGC, it's like, how do you know it's actually working, right? Because there are so many metrics that you can track. It could be impressions, it could be a market share, a exposure, so many X, Y, and Z. So what I'm trying to ask you here is, for somebody that's never done influencer marketing before, how do you go about understanding, first of all, how deep you have to go with it in terms of investment? And then what are some of the things you actually measure to define if this is going to be actually bringing success or not to your brand?
Yeah, it's a good question. And whenever I hear that, I'm always asking potential customers or other people, like, what is the objective that you're trying to achieve? Is your objective is a conversions or brand awareness? Because you know what, even though like we all love conversions in e-commerce, you know, like because that's the actual sales that is actually making money and profits.
Yeah.
Though at the same time, like without brand awareness, like to be honest, it's also really hard to win. So you need to invest there. So I think the one of the most powerful thing of influencer marketing that you can get both. It could be brand awareness campaigns. You can start chatting about your product, and whenever it's going to be hyped and trendy, like some of the content is going to be performed like really well organically, you can see the spikes that will impact on the conversions on Amazon directly. But at the same time, what you can do, you can also work with influencers on the conversions, signing up them as the affiliates. In that case, they incentivize to drive the sales. That's actually one of the most powerful thing on TikTok Shop, right? This is the purely affiliate marketing game spiced with a paid social. So I think like you can do also with Amazon. So that's why it really depends on the objectives, right? But the way how we can analyze, let's say, like brand awareness, is the number of reach, the audience that you have been achieved, right? And also potential correlation with the spikes in the sales, as we were just talked about the halo effect, right? This is the easiest way. Though, like when it comes to the conversions, obviously it's a number of sales and what is the GMV that those TikTokers actually drove to your Amazon seller using the link. So both options are the best ways how to understand like whether it makes sense for you to invest in or not. At the same time, you don't need a lot of budget to start working with influencers. You can start with the product seeding campaigns. It's kind of like a no strings attached way of finding the people who will genuinely love your product. You send, let's say, 100 gifted boxes to 100 influencers, and only 15, 20 of them will actually produce some content and post something publicly, which is actually a good result. And the approach that you didn't lose money on those 80 who didn't deliver anything, though you actually paid with the 100 boxes to get content and to get attention and interest of those people who have not been paid, though you can continue building relations with them, convert them as ambassadors, affiliates, or working with them on a paid meaning, because for whatever reason, they loved your product and they were ready to shout out about your product. So that's the way how to measure that and how to start if you don't have a budget to pay influencers upfront.
Yeah, I think that's actually very good that you highlight that methodology, because a lot of the barrier of doing this approach is, you know, people don't have big budgets to pay, you know, big influencers and all of that. And that's why they get scared about moving forward. But yeah, you described that very easy in terms of, you know, it's going to take time. You need to get a lot of interaction back and forth with these influencers. By the end of the day, you have two currencies. Either you don't have the money, you have your time, right? So put the effort and just try to create those connections. And I feel something you highlighted throughout your explanation as well very, very well is that you were essentially explaining how this is an approach where everything that has to do with doing the influencer marketing of things is heavily also related to the efforts, right? In terms that this is going to take time. It's not going to be a make money quick scheme, which is where I think people get burned with influencer marketing. They think that because they spend $5,000 on an influencer, that's going to be the savior of their business. It's nothing like that. It's like you're planting seeds, as you say, and that's going to create the awareness effect. And I think that's a key thing for people to understand. It's not like it's not something you see results straight away, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly so. Seeing that some of the bigger brands are working with their influencers doesn't mean that you have to do and following their steps, because they have experience, they have a dedicated team for that, they have experienced team there, and they have budgets to execute. But you can start small.
Yeah, that's right. Now, in terms of identifying these influencers, another question I get is how you find the right influencer for your business, because at the end of the day, there's so many types of influencer, people that do more like blogging style, people do more unboxing experience, comparison videos. Like, there's so many dynamics that some of these influencers have throughout their content. And let's be honest, for certain type of categories, some are better than others in terms of the level of engagement you can get out of that. So how you go about what level of, first of all, type of content you want to do, like how you try to identify that. And second of all, how do you define the avatar? Like how you know, I want only people within this age range, this gender, this location, for whatever X, Y reason, because I think that's what really communicates better to my brand. Yeah.
Yeah. I will start answering from the second question. Mm-hmm. Because it's really interesting. And I recently chat with Charlie at the his podcast, Charlie Ticheron. He's more like a meta guy and D2C rather than Amazon, but still he was using Incense for 6 years, right? And then he was using Incense from a really interesting angle, because he's a really smart marketer. So he was saying that, oh, I'm not paying creators to only get the content published organically or getting the content to use in my paid. Though I also whenever I'm have a new hypothesis, I can pay to the creators and test the waters and test like what is the kind of the phase, what is the idea of this person, what is the personality that I'm trying to look for. And then he can hire 20 creators to find out this. So he's basically paying for the market research on ideal creator profile for his brand, because you can assume that, my product is for women and only women should talk about this product. And then you will surprise, sometimes it could be not women, you know? that's kind of stuff. So you can have a lot of assumptions, and you can approach creators as a market researcher by hiring like 25, 35 years old women in doing sports. 30, 40 plus women doing beauty. You know, that's kind of like the assumptions that you can test and learn and see like what actually resonates the most, and then like what kind of the content they are able to produce, whether it resonates with me, you know, like and more importantly with my audience, you know, like am I trusting that? Like, is it like a right one? And you would surprise sometimes something that you truly believe that this audience should be outperformed like really well, it might be not, right? So this is the best way, is like by hiring like some smaller segments and testing out with the different creators and finding the actually the ones who are working really well for you. Though when it comes to just general research, definitely you should be care about the creator themselves, where they're located, what kind of the categories they are working on, what is the social demo, kind of like age, gender. So that's kind of like something that you need to put in one place. Though like the second one is the audience. Just a minute, just understand like whether they have audience that you are trying to target with your product or not. So those like two best ways how to start your search. Though a really important thing is, again, asking your creator to provide some branded content portfolio, so content that they produce for different brands, especially in your category or in your segment, just to making sure like and hear like whether you truly believe when they are saying something in front of the camera or not. You know, because seeing the profile it cool, but seeing the branded content portfolio is really important to understand whether it's going to be resonate or not with you and with the audience. So this is the first steps to find the best creators. And obviously for us, it's going to be make sense to see the reviews or ranking of this person, just understand like, okay, maybe the person is great from every single point, data point, though the problem that this person is so slow in response or not reliable to deliver the content. So that's why using companies like Insense, like marketplaces, that's also can you provide the intel whether this person like delivered 100 jobs and they're ranking like 4.9, which is like, wow, like really awesome, right? Compared with some person that you can find on Twitter, though like you have no idea like whether this creator is actually going to be delivered this content, maybe they're going to be disappeared with your product. So that's would be my recommendation, asking for the branded content portfolio in advance and ask them to record some video, just understand like whether it's something resonates with you or not.
Cool. And I guess a question I get a lot as well is what kind of platforms usually tend to convey a better level of engagement. What do I mean by that? I mean, you have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have TikTok, Pinterest. So sometimes people, of course, we already talk about the type of influencer in terms of the piece of content and everything, but reality is also the platform is important because the behavior people may have in Facebook is completely different than TikTok, right? So for your experience, effectively for those that are looking to create the biggest impact into the e-commerce exposure in terms of marketplaces such as Amazon, have you identified some kind of pattern that you say this is actually the platform where I see working the best? Like, would you say that's TikTok right now or Instagram? What is your take?
It's an interesting question. I would say when it comes to ads, like paid social ads that you're running on Meta platforms or TikTok, I would say the best destination is going to be like more Instagram influencers because they know how to produce content and so on. But when it comes to organic and driving organic traffic to Amazon product pages and then spark this in ads on TikTok, then I would say it's definitely TikTok because in that case, it's way better resonate with the audience. And they tend to be ready to go to other platform and explore that. There is a proven point. When we're starting observing some of our Amazon sellers, they testing this with Instagram, it's less success. You still can do that. You still can, depending on some of the new audience that you cannot find them on TikTok. Though at the same time, like, it's not going to be that hyped as it is on TikTok. The beauty of TikTok is that sometimes the content, like one of 100 content is going to be having a few millions of views and people starting searching you like immediately. You know, like, it's a bit of gamble, but at the same time, you know, like, it's worth that because you cannot buy this traffic for that cheap comparing with paying 100 micro influencers. You know, like, you cannot. And having the millions of views. So I would say, yeah, TikTok is going to be the most resonating for Amazon first sellers. And D2C, it's more about Instagrammers.
Cool. Now, in terms of also the level of engagement, you know, when you're working with influencers, I also get the question of, from a strategic point of view and really building a connection, if it's better to always stay with the same influencers and create a repetitive behavior and therefore create that warm kind of feeling among their audience. Because at the end of the day, if the audience of an influencer sees you only once, the impact is significantly diluted compared to if you do it like over a period of time, because they see you constantly, constantly, and they create a link between that influencer and the brand, right? So I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you prefer an approach where you select your top 10, 20 influencers and you keep working with them on a consistent basis? Or you're more the type of mindset that you think, you know what, I'm always going to try new influencers every single time I do a campaign because that allows me to find more hidden gems. Like, what is your take on that?
My take is something in between. So having to work with only 10 creators, you're going to be eating their audience really quick. You know, like, if they're going to be constantly doing something. They might be ambassadors, which is cool because in that case, it's you're starting building more like a community vibes around your brand and so on. This is like makes sense, but I wouldn't stick with 10 or 20 or even 50 micro influencers to constantly using them because you're going to be eating their audience like really quick and people are not going to be reacted that well as it was at the beginning. The same way, you don't need to work with only new influencers and all the new faces. I would say stick somewhere in between. And my suggestion is coming from our experience with a TikTok shop because we're also official partners of TikTok shop. So you might explore working with influencers, but not for a one-off campaign. So trying to negotiate with them, having two, three publications within the one deal. So in that case, you're not kind of like working with the same people, but you're not working with only new faces for one publication and whether it's going to be working or not. So trying to work and get like two, three posts. So in the first post, they can warm up. They can introduce the product that they actually using. They're not going to be claiming, yeah, go and check it out on Amazon. You know, like, no, just like, you know, I have a problem with my skin, acne, you know, like, and then I found this solution. It's really cool. Let me test that. And then I'll come back in a week. Like in month, right? So and then they are doing like in 1 week or 1 month the second post, like, hey guys, like, here's like before, after, it's actually works, it's great, here's my link, check it out, their product, let's go. And third post could be also something resonates about that. So in that case, you kind of like finding the middle ground, how you can build the relations with the people but not using them like only the same people and eating their audience.
Okay, good. Now, I guess to start bringing a closure, something I would like to pick your brain into is, what are some of the main mistakes people do when doing influencer marketing? And what are some of the best practices beyond the one we just discussed you think people should be aware? So I guess let's start with the mistakes, because I'm sure you have identified a lot of mistakes people do. Like, what are some of maybe the top two or three things people keep doing that you say, wow, that's one of the reasons because influencer marketing is not working for now?
One of them, it's copy pasting the strategy that other brands is using. Okay. You know, like every single of you're unique. You have unique business, and it's I believe Vincenzo, like running the Amazon first agency, is if I'll go to my friend Mina, and then asking him like about just going to compare this agency, it's not going to be similar. No, like a similar space. So we are all different. So that's why just a copy pasting this strategy doesn't bring you to the next level. So you need to explore and you need to find your own way. This is number one. The second one is that many of marketers, they heard that, oh, with influencers, this brand were able to reach 1 million new GMV. I'm going to be starting working with any influencers using like any software or myself, and then we're going to be immediately getting to 1 mil of GMV. No, you won't. Simple answer, you won't. And the reason what, because you need to also to find your own strategy, how to approach the influencers, what kind of the influencers. And it's a long run. It's not a short short-term game, meaning that you need to invest there. You cannot work with influencers for a couple of months or 3 months and say like, you know, influencers don't work for my business. Like this is like something that I'm seeing like a customer joining our platform saying, you know, influencers don't work for me. I tried, like I hired 50 influencers, see them like my product, and then I haven't seen like any progress in my sales.
Yeah.
Well, 50 influencers is just a starter. It's like, it's a market, it's your market research. You just invested in understanding like what kind of the profile you want. If you would expect it that it's going to be positive ROI, unfortunately, my news like you won't. Though at the same time, like whether it makes sense or when you're going to be deciding to go with the influencers, can you build a positive ROI channel? Yes, you can. Is it going to be depending on the all shifts for the social platforms or Amazon strategy? Yes, it will, because it's not that connected. And it's not going to be connected with increasing prices of PPC or paid social. You know, like it's something that you can also drive organically. So that's why it makes sense to invest there. But do not expect that you will get a positive ROI right away, because you can do so only in one case, that you already had experience at different brand, at different organization. So in that case, it makes sense to bring someone with that experience to expect the results way faster than if you're just starting here.
Cool. That's very good, actually. Yeah. And I guess on the positive side, like what are some of the, you know, what are some of the top 2-3 things that you say, this is a good practice, people shouldn't stop doing this?
Yeah. Should stop doing this.
Or should keep doing, like this is a must. Like this is a must in the sense that you need to make sure that's part of your SAP, because otherwise it will lead things sideways, you know?
Yeah, let me give 4 tips, especially for Amazon sellers who are looking to drive traffic from TikTok to Amazon. Just be like the most practical one. Yeah. So the really first one is to ask TikTok influencers to create videos that show your product USPs, right? Okay. Educate viewers on how to find the products on Amazon. Do not ask influencers to put click a link in bio as a call to action. Instead, ask creators to encourage viewers to go to Amazon and search for your product. So it will increase external traffic to your product page, which is Amazon search engine ranking will appreciate the most, right? That's what we also need. That's one of the hidden agenda here. That's number one. Ask TikTok influencers to create videos that show your product USPs and ask them to go to product page. Second one, which is applied across the all influencers, write detailed briefs for influencers. Literally 50% of your success is a well-written brief, as simple as it is. So B-roll of typing your brand product name on Amazon search bar. Create this like image of me as the TikTok user seeing this influencer post. Oh, this influencer found this on Amazon. I should check it out, because I found that I know, like this cookware is something that I need. You know, like that's kind of like a step that it so makes sense and resonate. Like, and also provide like your brand guidelines, USPs of the products, because remember that creators are not marketers. It's your job to provide them. This is the second one. The third one, influencer marketing have been shift from being just organic or just paid. So right now it's organic plus paid. That's the only way how truly win the whole thing. And more or like, that's the reason why TikTok Shop is so successful right now. So paid ads on TikTok is a path to predictability and scalability and revenue growth. So that's why once you see that influencer content that had been published organically have high number of views and generated sales, launch Spark Ads. Spark Ads is the whitelisted connections to the content. So in that case, you can own the content and it still will be coming from the influencer, though it's going to be your media buying media dollars to boost that. So in that case, it's going to be increasing that and the sales. Though the hidden agenda here, again, Amazon's still going to be reviewed that as the external organic traffic, which is the beauty of us, right? And the last one, it's a 1 week window attribution. So prepare to track performance differently from what you have done until today. Because again, remember the way how we're creating the content for TikTok, we're saying like, hey, influencer, can you type in this that you are looking for my product in your video, right? So in that case, you would expect that those people who saw the post will go to Amazon at certain point, maybe not right away, maybe in a week, to purchase the product, right? And making sure. So that's why like there is a 1 week window attribution that it makes sense to see like, okay, I invested in my marketing campaign with the TikTok influencers. And then within the week, have they drove like a spike in my Amazon sales or not? This is like something that it makes sense to understand. And then also check your Amazon analytics, unique visits, keyword search increase. And it could correlate and talk to you that actually this strategy worked for you or not.
Awesome, Daniel. So, wow. Thank you so much for all the knowledge. It was very well explained and detailed. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you being here. And, you know, for those that might want to, you know, reach out to you or with your company, how people can find you?
They can find us on our website, which is incense.pro, I-N-S-E-N-S-E.
I'm going to put the link down in the description for people to find
it. And moreover, for people who find it, like because we're friends with Vincenzo, so you will get $200 for your first creator marketing budget once you subscribe with us. So like it's a benefit for Thank all of us and because of our relations, because we want really to test out our platform and see that you can get the value. But you can also follow me on Twitter or LinkedIn. It's my name, Daniil Sadukov. I'm trying to share all knowledge that I'm getting from creator marketing e-commerce for both Amazon world and D2C world. So like, feel free to reach out to me on DMs. I'm trying to be responsive. I'm trying to help with different things. But yeah, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure. And I can't wait to see you soon. Yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah. Likewise.
Take care, bro.
Cheers.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.